and then you find one, so you find that before you bring the other one, it's not the misa, it goes in the dover. So here, since you have the money here, it's like you found the before kapora, so therefore it goes in the dover. And what's Omer Rav, Rav says like this, HaKol Moed, everybody agrees, Shimene Mibosa Kotche Kedoshim. If you have Hano from the meat of Kotche Kedoshim, Shemitmo, let's say the Bosa became Tomei, and you had Hano from it, from the Gersa, not Kodim Zurika, or you had Hano from the Bosa Kotchim, Shemitmo, or else, Umimure Kotchim Kalim, Liyacha Shehelim, after you put it on top of the Mizbeach, the Potter. Usually the emulum of Kachikalim, it has an Yisamilu on it. But once you put it on top, therefore the Yisamilu goes off your potter. The Rashi says, Akur Maida means Rav Rav Yochanan, the Pligi B'yeh Fatapur. There we had a Machlekes about the ashes that are thrown on the Mizbeach, whether there's an Yisamilu or not. Here they both agree, Rashi says, Shemen in the Kachikadoshim Shnitmo. Afilu Kaidim Zrika, even before you made a Zrika. So there's an istamila, and the Kodesh Kodashim, even before you make the Zrika, there's an istamila on the Bosa. But here, when the Bosa becomes Tamei, so the istamila goes off it. And then what did Memuri Kodashim Kalamash, he says, means the Acha Shalom Agavi Mizbeach, you have to put it on top of the Mizbeach, the Afilu Kodim Shinasu Eifer, even before it becomes ashes. Just as long as Moshkan Bemor, as long as the oil burns it, it becomes Potter. So, this is what Rebbe says, everybody agrees to this. Samora says, the Chorub Shita, of course, why not? Why should the Shita the Potter? The Maika Matak, what are you ruining from Hegdish? Usually the Potter's Milu is you're being then you're taking something away from Hegdish. But we hear Rashi says, since the Bosa became Tomei, this Kurdish Kedoshim, it's not fit for anything. It's only to be burnt, that's all. But since it's only to be burnt, Shita, we have a no from it, there's no Wisdomila. And the same thing in Muri Kurdishim Kalamashi says, Nami, since you put it on the Mizbeach already, the Nasas Mitzvosam, like you started to burn it already, so once you Nasas Mitzvosam, Shita, the Yistamina goes off. So what's the Chiddush over here? So Rashi asked the question, what do you mean? Vim Toivam, I, before we got finished saying that a Pigul Yerlam Mailam Boy, it's always Nasamina, always, it only asks these questions. So Rashi says over there, by Pigul, the Svar is Hailam Maratsam, the Pigulan. Therefore it's Koshiv, therefore the Yistamina does not go off. But over here, the question is, Pshita, when the Bosa becomes Tomei, so it's not fit for Hegdish anymore, it's only to be burnt, so it should be no more Yisamila. And then we're doing by Kotchim Kalim, the Emilim also, once it's burnt already, there's no more Yisamila, it's Pshita. So Mura says no. The Mura says, Mata Tema, I would have thought to say, Mata Tema, Bosa Kotchim Kedoshim, Shinitmo Isle Mitzvah Sreifa. Even though it became Tomei, but still there's a mitzvah to burn it. Lekahanim. So I would have thought to say, since there's a mitzvah to burn it, so maybe the Yisamilu is still there, because you still have to do something, you still have to burn it. The same thing in Muri Kotchim Kalim, Ika mitzvah lafuche vitsunia. Like even though you put the Yimurim on the Mizbech and started to burn it already, but there's still a mitzvah to make sure it's burnt well. There's still a mitzvah to turn around the coals there to make sure the whole thing gets burnt well. So I would have thought to say, like you still have to do the mitzvah with it. Therefore it's not considered like it was done in Nasa Mitzvah Sam. And maybe the Yisamina should not go off it. Kamashmul and the know, that's the Chiddush know, that the Yisamina goes off it. So Rashi asked a good question. That before we had the Eifer on top of the Mizbeach, everybody knows there's still a Yisamina until you at least make the Trumas Adeshin. And here we're saying now by the Seymour Kutchen Kalim, when you put it on the Mizbeach and it started to be burnt, even though it's not burnt completely, there's no more Yisamina. And before it's mashma, that on the Eshev there's an Yisamila until you at least do the Trumas Adeshin. And here it's before the Trumas Adeshin. So Rashi said before, we're talking about the Eifer of Kotchim Kedoshim. That's the Mohammedic Kedusha, there the Yisamila does not go off. But here we're only talking about Kotchim Kalim, it's not so Chomel. So here, once you put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach, it starts to be burnt, and that's called enough of Nasa Mitzvosan, that the Yisamila goes off. So that's the Chiddush Gemara, even though you still have to turn it around to cold it to make sure it's burnt well, but the mice of the Yisamila goes off. The other one says, Amar Rav, Rav says, Hodi Yamar, to that that you say, Kvar Korva Chatis, that if you already, when if you found the money, after you brought your Korban Chatis, is Yechul Yamamelech, so that money that you set aside first, now has to go like Lemisi, to throw to the Yamamelech. So the Gemara says, Rav says, Hani Min, when was that said, the Yisiyadilei Kami Kapora. only if you found out about it before you brought the korban. Rashi says, "Hanik mili tisya delei demoil when you had mila from it kami kapora." Rashi's koydim shekor bechatosai. Rashi the chiv and the hevel eloisif. You could have spent this money now. Like now that you know you're over nisa mila, you have to be meisif a keren v'chaimish. So before you bought your chatis, you could have spent that money to bring it on the demei chatis. So that would have been good. And since you did not do it, therefore we say it goes libut. Therefore we say you have to throw it liyam ha-melech, in a chanami. He says though, but if you first realized that you're over the Yisra Mila, that you have to pay Keren V'Chaymish after you brought your Korban Chatis, then that money is not lemisa azla. Therefore yitlu nadova. Therefore that money goes straight to nadova. My time, what's the reason? A mafrishim mitchidu liyibud. That there's no purpose of being mafra, setting aside money, to know you have to throw it away to Yama Melech. So therefore the Maisa is a mitzvah for you to pay the Keren V'Chaymish. So even though you're ready nischapu with the Korban Chatis, but the Maisa, you over Nisa Mila before you had no from the money, and now you have to pay the Keren V'Chaymish. So Pshita, you have to give this money now little Dava. There's no way like paying the Keren V'Chaymish to set it aside, leave it for it to be destroyed. Only before, when you first set aside the Keren V'Chaymish, you could have used it for Korban. So it's called, you were mafresh the Keren V'Chaymish. Now the Lachal is, since you were Nischapu with the other Chatis, so it has a Lachal like Chatis, a Kippur Baleo, it goes Lamisa. But over here, if you first found out about it, you did the Yisra Mila, if you brought your Korban Chatis already, so if so, now you have a new Chiyuv like to give the Keren V'Chaymish, so Pshita with that money, you have to use it before Korbanos, and you put it in the Dova. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ha koimitz, when you have the koimitz of a mincha, that's the handful the koim takes out of the mincha, the halavoino, if you have the lavoino, that's what's burnt also either from a mincha, or else from the shnei b'zichim of the lechem aponim, the lavoino, the hakatoris, that's that you have to burn the katoris on the mizbech, or minchas kanim, when a koim brings a mincha, lochris, the whole thing is burnt, or else the minchas koim mashiach, the special minchas chavitim, that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day, or else the minchas nesachim, when you bring a korban, some karbonas atoin, you have to bring a nesachim with it. You have to bring wine with the korban. So lochur is on these things that are brought, since the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach, the lochur is moilim bem mishuk tishu. They have a lochur like a kodesh kadoshim, and therefore you're over Yisra Mila as soon as you makdish it. As soon as you makdish the koimis, the lavoina, the ketoros, the mincham, you're over Yisra Mila right away. Now, kitchen the kli, once you take this kemitza of levoina and put it into a kli, the kli shars is mekadoshit, that's it, that's the gemar dover for these things. And right away, it's hukshar, it becomes fit, li posel b'tful yom. That if a tful yom touches it, it'll become posel. Or the mechusik yipurim, or the mechusik yipurim touches it, it becomes posel. Or the lina that's left overnight, now you have a psul lina on it. The chayovim olu mishum noisa mishum tomei. If these things are left overnight, there's an issa and noisa chal on it. And then what then? If your tummy, the kohen's tummy, eats it, he's chayv misa for it. But a pigul ain't bought, and all these things in the Mishnah, see, Chiddush here, there's no issa pigul on these things itself. Why not? Zeaklal, this is the general rule. That kol sheyesh lo matirin, anything that has something that's matirit, like lamosh, let's say the bosser of a korban, or even the emurim of the korban, you can't stand burn the emurim or eat it. You first have to do the avodah of the zrikas hadam. The zrikas hadam is what's matir the emurim to go on the mizbeach and the bosser to be eaten. Therefore, we have nachshavas pigul, so the pigul is chal upon what becomes mutter. It's chal upon the emurim or upon the bosser. But these things in the Mishnah, these things, the kmitza, like the handful, there's nothing to be matir it. It is matir the rest of the mincha. But it itself is no matirim to it. It itself is put on the mizbeach, you burn it right away. The central levoina and the ketoros, there's nothing to be done to be matter to make it fit to be burnt. It's fit right away. Therefore, since there's no materium, it does not figgle. Because that's the klal again. Kol sheyesh no materium, anything that needs a materium, like the rest of the shrayim of the mincha, is ein chayov molim mishum pigul. Ein zekla kol sheyesh no materium, ein chayov molim mishum pigul v'leis v'tomei achiyiku v'materium until you bring the materium. And let's say the shrayim, the leftover part of the mincha. It's not mutter for the kohen to eat it until first you burn the kemitza. So therefore, when you burn the kmitza with a machshavas pigul, it's chal the yisa pigul on the matir, what becomes mutter, on the rest of the mincha. Or when you make this rikas adam, it's chal pigul on the rest of the basa. But the whole shame, the matirin, anything that does not need a matir for itself to be used, like these things in our Mishnah, the kmitza could be burnt by itself, there's nothing to do before you burn it. So then the klal is keep on chikitsha the kli, as soon as you put the kmitza, the levain, or the k'toris, in the klisharis, is right away chayav malam mishum leisav tamei. If it's going to be left overnight, there'll be chal nisam leisav on it. And then if you're tamei, you chayav misav eat it. But a pigul ain't bad. There's no risk of pigul in these things in the Mishnah. Since there's nothing to be matter them, they themselves are brought by itself, so there's no risk of pigul. Rashi says, because you say the pig we had in the Gemara Zvachim, you learn it out from shlomim, a korban shlomim. And by shlomim we know the only way you could eat from the basar, or else burn the emurim, if you have matirim for them, if you make this rikas adam. So only something that has the matir, then the things that become huta from the matir, the yisa pigul is chal upon that, on the basar and the emurim. But on the matirim themselves, that is no yisa pigul. So in all these things in the Mishnah, there's nothing to be matir, it just it itself. It takes care of itself. There's no yisa pigul on all these things. Another more says, Minon Emili, how do we know this from? Rashi says, "Dinaisa v'tamech yovim aleihem." Dain b'dav sheish pel matirim, b'dav sheil matirim. How do we know that a kol panim naiser and the yisa tamei ischal, even on the things of the Mishnah, even though there's no matirim? So it says like this, because we need the term about what applies like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say in Svara, "Ein chayovim mishum tuma, ela b'dav sheish le matirim." Really in Svara, I would have thought to say that if the kohen is tamei and eat, let's say, the kaimitz in the Mishnah, he should not be chayiv misa. I would have thought to say, yoni chayiv misa, if you eat something that has matim, only let's say the basar of the carbon. And really the dimu, there's a swallow like that. Or ma pigul, ma the psil of pigul, shubidi achas. It's enough the fact that, let's say you eat pigul, and then later, b'shege, you didn't realize it, and then later you find out it was pigul, as long as you find out later, you have to bring carbon chattis. And also when you bring the korban, the korban kavua, it's a korban chatas, there's no way out to bring birds or a mincha. And also when you hit the mekrolei, there's never a place that you're allowed to eat pigul. So the yisa pigul is a chomadika psul. Still, ein chayavim menu adover shesh lematirim. The yisa pigul is only chal upon something that has something to be matter it, like the basar of the korban, or the leftovers of the mincha. You could currently eat the leftover of the mincha after you made the kmitza. So the kmitza is the matirim, therefore the rest of it has the yisa pigul. So madich this chomadik of psula pigul is only chal on something that has matirim. If so, tumah, that's a more kaldik of psul, this aveira of tumah, not eat kachem in your tummy. She bishtayadiyas, yoni chayiv, if you have to first know that you were tummy, and then you forgot you were tummy and you ate the kachem. And the lady remembered that you ate it when you were tummy, that's when you have to bring the korban. But only if you knew about it first. And also, even after you find out about it, the korban will be yored. What type of korban you have to bring, it depends on how much you can afford. Whether it's a behemo, or reifus, or mincha. You see, it's more cow than the yainish. And also, the yitta meklolei. There is certain times that you're allowed to do the avoid betuma. If the oats, the korban seed, the oats seed is tummy, you're allowed to do the avoid betuma. So this Issa Tumma is Huta Meklolei. And so since it's a more cal and easy, a simple Aveira, a simple Oinish, Issa, Eva Din, isn't it a Svara to say, Shemariye Chayiv Elo Adav Shreish Lamatim? Eva Din, the Issa Tumma should only be chal on the Bosser of the Korban, or on the Shirayim of the Mincha, something that has needs it to matter, that you have a Matirim. But like in our Mishnah, all these things, the Mishnah, since there's no Matirim on them, I would have thought in Svara to say, the Yisra Tumah is not chal upon them. I guess we say no, Talmud Lema, the price of common teachers, no. The Pasuk says, that the Pasuk Emor Aleihem, with the Reseichem Kolish Asher Yikrov, because Aleichem, the Pasuk continues on there, that the Tumah, you're not going to bring it if you're tummy. The Renzuah, so we dash in, the Chol HaKotchim across the Medaber. Mash, many type of the Kotchim, it says, Emor Aleihem, with the Reseichem Kolish Asher Yikrov, because Aleichem. Mash, many type of the korban you bring, there's this issa not to eat it or not to do the avodah when you tell me. So mash, makol hakotchim, what he says, ben yesh le matirim, ben yesh le matirim. Even the avodah of the kmitza or even reading the Kemitza, even though there's no material to it, still you have the Yisr Tumah applies to it. So it gets the other exhaust cross that the Yisr Tumah applies, even though there's no material. The other Gemara says, Yech, I would have thought to say, Yech, Yavim Alei Miyad, maybe once a man, but it didn't Tumah, maybe you'd be high over the Yisr Tumah right away. Rashi says, Yochel Imu Dover Shleshim, let's say this Tumah needs a matir. Let's say the Bosser of a Korban. I would have thought to say still, Yechayev Molo Mishum Tumah Miyad, Kredim Shikul V'matir, even before you make this Rikas of the Korban, if you eat the Bosser and your Tumah, maybe be Chayev Misa. And the Yosin Shem Lamatirin, Yechayev Malayim, Mishum Tumah Miyad, the Kredim Shinas Nubakli. Like I would have thought to say, maybe Tumah So Chomer, right away, as soon as you mark this Tebehma, if you eat it when you're Tumah, Yechayev Misa. And this Gemara says, no, Talmud, and the Pesach says here, Asher Yaakov. It says, Em Rolim, the Rasechem, Kolish Asher Yaakov. It says, Lashon of Asher Yaakov. Now really the word Yaakov means just coming close, just touching it. So Amr Rav Lezer says, V'chiyesh Nageyesh U'chayiv. Is there such an Issa that just by touching it, you become Chayiv Misa? That's not true. Even though you're Tumah, if you touch Kodshim, for that alone, you're not Chayiv Misa. So what does the Pesach mean to say Chayiv Misa? Hakheta has a kanat. The pasuk means like this: that kol davish yesh la matirin and chayavim matchi yikruvu matirin. The pasuk means that shayakov, an extra pasuk, teaches us that you only have this issue of tumah if you brought the korban, if you did that korban you're supposed to. Ashayakov means to say if it's just like a korban or the shrine of the mincha, you're only over the issue of tumah if you brought the matirin, if you made this rikas adam, or if you burnt the kenitza. But the Chodor, the Shein, the Matirim, let's say the Kemitza itself, or the Mishnah Levain, or the Keteris, and Chayav Imachi, Kaddish Bekli, it still says the word Asher Yaakov. Meaning to say that a Kol Ponim, something has to be done to it. It's not enough just to you Makbish it, but it has to be later that you put it into a Klisharis. So the Kemitza, even after the Kohen takes the Kemitza, if he doesn't put it into a Klisharis, and he would eat it when he's Chay, when he's Tamei, he would not be Chayav Misa. That's the Pashuk of Asher Yaakov, that you only Chayav the Tomei, either you brought the Matirim, or else even things that are not need Matirim, or Korporim, it has to be the Matirim that you put into a Klisharis already. And Rashi says, this Pasuk talks about the Tumah. How do we Noisir the same Malacha also? So Rashi says, V'Noisir Osei, Chil Chil, Mitamek, Raminim Esekta Zvachim. So therefore, Noisir and Tomei both have these Halachis, that even though there's no Matirim, still Yechayiv, but Yoni Chayiv, our Korpon, we put it into a Klisharis. Hashem can Tigel itself by the Parsha of Shlomim, that's a Parsha that has the Matirim, so here we say the Yisra Tigel is only Chal upon the Bosa after you bring the Matirim. Who had been on the Shrine left over the Mincha, only if you bring the Shrine. Yeradu Lech Chatis Seif. In other Mishnah says, Vlad Chatis, by Korpon Chatis, that's in the Keva, let's say he gives birth and you have the baby, the Vlad Chatis, also Tmuras Chatis, somebody went next to Korban Chatis with his behemoth Chulun and said, Zu Tacha Zu, so he made a Tmura from a Chatis. Rels Vechatis Shemei Sebeleo. Let's say Reuven did a Chet, and he set aside a Korban Chatis, and then he died. So these three, for sure, the Lachur is Yemesu. No matter what happens, this is part of the five Halachis, the Meshe Misinle of the Chamisha Chatoris Shemesis. These three have no Tmurim. He always go to Misa. That the Vlad has to die, the Tumura has to die, and if the owner died, then his carbon also goes to Misa. Now the next two halachas are, what's going to be Vishivu Shnosa? Let's say that he became too old, like certain Chatosh can only be when it's 1 year old. Let's say now became 2 years old already. Or else Vishavda, in the case where first you set aside one carbon for the Chatos, and you lost it. The Nimtzis, and then you set aside a second one, and then after you set aside a second one, you found the first one. Now, the Nimtzis, when you found the first one, you found it to be a Baal Simun. When you found out it's a Baal Mum. So, look, it was like this. Im Mishakir Habayim, if you already brought the second carbon that Yadikap already, then Thomas, Elechnami, then the one you find right now, has to go to Misa. And therefore, since it has to go to Misa, V'yeni Oysa Tumura, it did not make Tumura right now. Since it's supposed to go to Misa, or any one of these, it's supposed to go to Misa, the Kedusha goes with it, it cannot make Tumura anymore. And who Adin V'lo Nenin, it's only Midrabbanon, you should not have a know from it, but V'lo Nenin, B'diraisiv yav hanofim, and there's no yisemilo. Since it's holach libud, therefore the kedusha goes off it. But the Mishnah said that what's going to be v'yim ad shalai kippur habaylim. Let's say the Baal did not bring his other chattis, he didn't bring the chattis yet, and now he finds the first one that got lost. So if he finds it, now the loch is tiroh achistavu, even though it's a Baal mum, let him just pasture in the fields with it until it becomes, well, tiroh achistavu. Well, one case it was a Baal mum. So he's going in the other case, shav rishnasa, where it was over the year. So now it says what? Wait till it becomes a Baal mum, and the timchu he could sell it. So since this one right now is not lemisa's law, but Adrav, it has a kedusha's domain, like you have to wait till it becomes a bamun and then be paid to it, so it has kedusha on it. Therefore the din is, you can make milu from it. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, so what's the middle cases here? These two middle cases are in the case of shibrush nasa, where it became too old, or else b'shavda, you lost it. And then when you found it, it was a Baal mum. So two things happened wrong here. That it was lost, and when you found it, it's a Baal mum. So now it says, Lochir, im shekipu abaylim tomis. If when you find it, he already brought his chatas, then it goes to Misa. So Rashi says, shibrush nasa b'shavda, ad shehi tamima, that you first set it aside, it was a tamima. For shuv nitz, later when you found it, it's a Baal mum. So im kipu abaylim b'chetz, the coin, if the Baal already brought the other carbon, means to say, Shlei Rots, let's chate b'temezah. We didn't want to use the money of this to use it. Rots is of the Shinasa. And then he finds that the Baal Mum is Thomas. So that's one case. Or else, let's say Rishav Rishinasa became too old. Or else, Oishav, it got lost. And the Nimsa's Baal Mum, you found it as the Baal Mum, is Thomas. Rashi says here, but feel Nimsa's Kedim Kippur, Vishchate b'Nadacher is Thomas. Hold the Nimsa's Baal Mum. Since you found it now as a Baal Mum, so then when you bring the other one, this one goes to Misa. Rashi says that, but Avalim Nimsa Tmima. Let's say when you found the first one, it was still a Tmima, it wasn't a Baal Mum. And you found it before you brought the other Chattis. Then the loch would be, even though you Nishchata B'Acheres, even though you bring the other one, this one will not be Lemisa Azla. That's what the Gemara Tmura says. So Rashi learns here, it's only Lemisa Azla with a few Tanoim. Only again, when you lost it, and now when you find it, you find that it's a Baal Mum. So there's two chasreinus with it. It was lost, and it's a Baal Mum. So then the locker is, if you bring the other chattis, then this one goes lamisa. But if you don't, that's a mitzvah, but if you don't want to bring the other chattis, then you have a way out. Just wait until this one becomes a Baal Mum, or until you can sell it, and with the dumb, and buy yourself another chattis, and bring it. And then the other chattis, yeah, that's also yipl, the same thing. So these have to know him. When do we say it's lamisa's law? Only with these tanoim, that when you find it right now, it's a Baal Mum, and also you go and bring the other one, the one you had from before for a korban chatas. Then the ma'aser, then this one goes lemisa's law. That's what the Mishnah Sama about the Gemara says. Ma'ishna reisha to leikom nichlik. How come the reisha doesn't make any differences? It says tam glat right away. It's lemisa's law. Or ma'ishna sef to chumitzik. Here you make differences. So Gemara says yes. Reisha psikale. In the ratio, the first three cases, there's no way out. Any time of Vlad Chattis, or Tmuras Chattis, or Mesa Baleon, it always goes to Misa. But safe in the safe of the Mishnah, Leib Sikla, it's not for sure. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Therefore, it says it with these Tanayim. That only if you found it, and you're ready in the Schapa Bacheris, that's when it goes to Misa. But if you don't want to be in the Schapa with the other one, but you want to rather wait for this one, to sell it and use the money to buy a korban, that you could do. The other most time is, you're turning away Gabi Tumura. We learned our same Mishnah and Masechta Tumura. How come we repeat it here in Mila? So Moses says, Pashto, turn the Hosu Mishnah Tumura. Here it says, the Chiddush about when you could make Tumura, when you cannot make Tumura. That a behemoth that's Lemisa Ozla is Kedusha goes off, you can't make Tumura on it. The turn of Hosu Mishnah Mila, here it has another Chiddush. That once it's Lemisa Ozla, then the Kedusha goes off, there's no more Yisrael Mila on it. Yeah. That's why he repeats it, says it both here in the Masechta here and the Masechta there. So just to kitzur once more again, what the Mishnah means to say about it, the chiluk is the first three is always Thomas. But these next two, again, the case klor is like this. Again, Shav Roshnosa, the case for the Chatz became too old, and also Vishav, then it got lost. Or else Vishav, they got lost, and Mishnah says when you found them was a Baal Mum. So there are two things wrong over here. That either it was Ovra Shnos and Ovda, or else it was Ovda, and then when you found it was a Balas Mum. So in these two cases, here is the Chilek. That in Misha Kippur or Baruch, the Balam already brought the other Chatis, then the din is this Chatis is Thomas. But, and therefore, since once you bring the other Chatis, since it's Thomas, therefore the din is it does not make Tzmura, it has the Navakushim, and Lenin of Lemelim. But the Yimach, like Kippur Balasi, did not bring the other one for Chatis yet, and we have them both here. So if you want to, instead of bringing the other Chatis, you could with this one. So after it says again, Tiroa Chetistoyev means in the case of, let's say, Washov Roshnosa, he came too old and got lost, and now you find it. So in this case, it doesn't have a Balmum yet. So in this case, the is, if you want to, before you bring the other Chatis, you could sell this one, and then bring this money to buy the Chatis. So then neither of them will have to go to be Thomas. And in such a case, then the Sakai is a Tumura, and it would be Merlin Bra. Alright, we'll stop here.